Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and each week we find someone of interest to talk about it with, and this week we are calling in to Dominic Jones from the Star Wars Underworld podcast, who is live in a line at New York Comic Con. How you doing, Dom?
Hey, it's so good to be back. Sorry we couldn't do another episode yesterday, but things were a little bit crazy trying to get out of the convention center after the after the big Rebels premiere, and now you know, there wasn't much Star Wars today, but there's lots of good stuff to recap from yesterday.
Very cool. We did try to get one after the Rebels premiere, and it sounded like you were in a riot or something.
Yeah, well, it may start to sound like I'm in a riot again, because I'm about to go into the main stage here, but let's do this. Everybody seems pretty calm, just excited to be going in.
Very cool. So, yesterday started off with the Hasbro panel, and as we sizzled on the last episode, they'd premiered a Force Awakens Han Solo. And any other?
Yeah.
What else did you get to see?
It was for the action figures. It was mostly stuff that was seen online ahead of time, because that's how Hasbro likes to do things, apparently. And so, really, the only reveals were things like Galactic Heroes and the 12-inch line and the Titanium series, which is not really my focus, at least when it comes to Hasbro. But you know, there's some cool stuff. The Galactic Hero stuff is pretty cute. Even if it'd be hard pressed to make Kylo Ren look cute, but Galactic Heroes managed to do it.
Yeah, I like all that squashed down stuff. Like it's very, like, I'm into a lot of the Japanese sort of super deformed characters, like the Kubricks and stuff. And yeah, I don't collect that Galactic Heroes, but I do. I always pick it up in the store and go, "Aw, look at them. They're not so bad."
look at Kylo Ren. He's not that evil. He's just misunderstood. That's all.
Even the Emperor, you're like, "Oh, what a cutie. Look at him. All wrinkled up.
Look at him. Aw.
He's just misunderstood and been in the bathtub too long. Aw.
Yeah. Aw. Poor Palpatine. Poor Sheev."
Now, what we were sizzling yesterday was something I was looking forward to, and that is fan outrage. When they did... So they did premiere... I think they showed some sort of sketch work or some preliminary sort of 3D renderings of like Darth Revan and a New Hope
Sabine,
Princess Leia.
Princess Leia. They also had the, from Star Wars Rebels, the Seventh Sister, the new character that Sarah Michelle Gellar is voicing.
Was that one thing that Jackie loves about the Hasbro panel is when they reveal something, the oohs and ahs throughout the audience. was there any oohing and ahing?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too much, because like I said, everything was revealed ahead of time. Like, everybody knew Han Solo, Black Series, Episode 7. I was, you know, if they had had Princess Leia or something that they hadn't already shown, I bet you would have gotten a real ooh from the audience.
Isn't that strange showmanship that they wouldn't just, like, could you imagine if does Hasbro have a booth there this year or no?
They don't. I've been searching high and low for it, but they don't have one.
Because just that, the showmanship of showing off that Han Solo for the first time in front of a live audience would have been tremendous.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been great. People would have gone crazy. This is what people have been waiting for from the episode 7 stuff, is to get the legacy characters.
Now, they did do a Q&A. Let's talk angry fan questions.
Yeah, a lot of the angry fan questions centered around why there aren't more highly articulated 3¾-inch action figures. And apparently Hasbro seems to be stepping away from that line because it's not as profitable for them. And so if you want 3¾-inch highly articulated figures, which is a mouthful to say, you have to go to Walmart. And basically, if you want more of them, you have to make sure the sales are so good at at Walmart that they make it not just a retailer exclusive and they open it up to everybody.
Well, Hasbro is the home of baffling decisions. You've got the Han Solo thing. And for those that don't know, they've put out a black series of 3¾ figures exclusive to Walmart with the high articulation. Yeah. So the knees bend and the elbows bend. And all that good stuff. And they've put out old figures that everyone has.
What the hell?
Baffling.
Make sense.
I know, I think it was... Is it Jedi Temple Archives? I think that was a site that sort of was rallying the fans to go out and buy these old figures to support the line. And it's like, I don't think it's up to the fans to support multinational corporations in selling them the same figures that they've already got. Where do you sit on that one, Dom?
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think it makes sense for the fans to have to be the ones to rally it. Even this for the same thing when fans want, more female characters as action figures as well. It's like Hasbro should just be doing this. It's the fans shouldn't have to be, prove themselves to Hasbro or anything. It should just be, they should be making good figures that people want.
Yeah, it just seems baffling that they're trying to rally support for this new line, and it's like, here's some figures you've already got.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. It's kind of ridiculous, but that's how they roll, I guess.
You've got to tell me.
Get away from the speakers here.
You've got to. Who is that character?
Sorry.
What franchise is that character from? That's like going, come here, brother.
Which character?
There's some character in the background I can hear. That voice. Who is that?
We're in the main stage, and they've got a DJ and a host, pumping up the crowd.
Oh, my God. Well,
yeah, it's crazy.
He's deflating the podcast. And the other curious thing they did with those Black Series figures is they put them in boxes, 3¾, if you collect them on a card. That must be frustrating for people that have, walls of carded figures, and then here's a box.
And here's the box, yeah. And that was another source of fan outrage at the panel.
Yes, more fan outrage, Dom.
Yeah, well, it was that people were like, we're ordering these figures and we're getting the wrong ones because we can't tell the difference based on the packaging because they look exactly like the 6-inch figures. So and they kind of told that to Hasbro, and the panelists were kind of like, we didn't even think of that. That's a really good idea. We're going to talk about that when we get back to the office.
Star Wars fans have had a almost 40-year love affair with 3¾ bits of plastic stuck on a card with a blister. It's worked this far. Let's stick with that.
Yeah.
And what about, I heard there was a little bit of chatter about maybe a veiled apology for the black Poe's X-Wing, with the black sheep X-Wing.
Well, they kind of acknowledged the fact that it was not the best figure, and that it was they acknowledged that they didn't really have the right materials to make it, so it was less than ideal. So it was a kind of semi not really apology for it.
Gee, that new fabric that is black plastic.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
All right, well, let's talk Rebels. You went to the panel and the premiere. Without obviously any spoilers, what was the next two episodes like?
Yeah, the episodes were pretty great. They're not quite. They're very different from the other season two episodes we've seen, the Siege of Lothal, which was the Darth Vader episodes. They're not at that level, I will say, in terms of quality. They're still good, but they're not quite at that level. So if you're going into the next season expecting that, you might be a little bit disappointed. But there's a lot of promising things that they showed us in the clips. The clips looked great. There were lots of intensity, some good humor. And the episodes overall, you know, there are really great character moments. If the overall plot is a little bit weak, the character moments really make up for it.
And what sort of stuff does the first two episodes cover? Do we see the old clones in those ones, or?
Yeah, the episodes that we saw, they do reintroduce the old clones. So Captain Rex, Commander Wolf, and Clone Commando Gregor from the Clone Wars are all back. And during the panel, they hinted at a lot of other plot lines that will be picked up. That Sabine's going to get her backstory explored. And if you watch the trailer online and you know Clone Wars, you know that there's a pretty big reveal in that about who she's related to.
Yeah.
And then there's also the mystery surrounding Ezra's parents will continue to be explored this season.
I was just very grateful she wasn't related to Boba Fett.
Yes, me too. Like, phew. Dude, we don't need Boba doesn't need a family. Doesn't need a family.
And was there any Sarah Michelle Gellar in the episodes you saw?
In the episodes we saw, no, but she was featured in the clips and she was on the panel. And she was at the press conference as well that Chris and I were able to go to.
Oh, did you get to ask her any questions or anything?
Not during the press conference. We did get one-on-one interviews with Dave Filoni, Taylor Gray, and Ashley Eckstein afterwards. So executive producer Ezra and Ahsoka, and you'll be able to see those on our YouTube sometime next week, and you'll hear them as well next week on the podcast. And if you listen to the Star Wars Underworld podcast next week, you'll hear an extended interview with Dave Filoni where we talk about some other things other than just Star Wars. We get into a little baseball and hockey. So if you like Dave Filoni or you like sports, you'll enjoy that as well.
Listen, we are in a safe zone where we do not enjoy sports, Dominic.
Oh, well then.
It's just like Dave.
All right, yeah. Yes.
Extended Dave Filoni interview, yes. Sports, oh, no thanks.
Yeah, well, no, we did talk a lot about Star Wars, obviously.
I know. Any other tidbits that you can sizzle us from those Rebel episodes?
From the Rebels episodes, I don't want to give anything away. The first one airs next Wednesday. They're a lot of fun, a lot of character moments. The first one is really a creature episode, so if you like the creatures in Star Wars, you'll like that. And the second one is much more action-based in the more traditional sense, you know, good guys versus bad guys kind of thing. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's going to enjoy both of them, I think.
Very nice. Well, it sounds like the crowd is getting very revved up in the background, Dominic.
Yeah. We're getting ready to start a Marvel panel here.
Oh, very cool. What's it for?
It's for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter, and they're dimming the lights.
Okay,
so
well,
I better sign off.
And your Star Wars Underworld live from New York Comic Con is up now. And
yep, yep.
I'm halfway through that. I actually stopped listening to talk to you. So let's hit that. That's at the Star Wars Underworld.
And yep.
I hate that person, whoever they are on the microphone. So give them a dirty look for me. And
I will.
And if you've got some free time, maybe we'll catch up tomorrow.
I don't know what we're cheering for. I haven't been paying enough attention. Absolutely. We got the Star Wars publishing panel tomorrow. So hopefully there'll be a reveal about some new novels and comics.
Nice. Well, thanks so much, Dom. Enjoy the panel, and we'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks, man. See you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks to Dominic Jones from the Star Wars Underworld. Go check out their full episode with much better sound than that. Apologies about that, but he's living the Comic-Con life. So what are you going to do? The Star Wars Underworld can be found at starwarsunderworld.com or just search for it on iTunes, an awesome Star Wars news podcast every week. And you can follow them at the SWU. If you're enjoying Steel Wars live episodes from New York Comic Con and you haven't listened to any others, we normally do very in-depth interviews with Star Wars fans from all walks of life. You can check out full-length, long-form interviews with the likes of Jimmy Mack from Real Force Radio, Darren Hayes of Savage Garden, hugely fun live episodes done with other comedians, episode 61, live with Angus Truscott, Henry Stone, and Alexei Topolius, where we review bizarre Wikipedia articles. So much fun. We've got interviews with professional skateboarders, or former professional skateboarder Jason Rothmeyer, who was had a very quintessential Star Wars themed skateboarding part back in the 90s. We've got full coverage of San Diego Comic Con live from the Sleepover Line. Check that out. Some really cool things. Follow us at Steel Wars on Instagram and Twitter, and just search for Steel Wars on Facebook and get part of the chatter with some of the friendliest Star Wars fans on the internet. And if you're really nice, write a sweet 5-star review on iTunes. Also check out our brand new look, SteelWars.com, with lots of news and previous episodes. And also you can purchase the Wear Home t-shirt and the Lucas 1138 to support the podcast. Much thanks. We'll be back with a full-length Steel Wars a bit later than normal because of the New York Comic Con coverage. And stay tuned. We have got a huge guest the week after. So make sure you're subscribed in iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. Thanks very much, and may the Force be with you.
Intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.